wanted to say that those two songs we sang are really appropriate for the message this morning.
我要告诉大家刚才所唱的那两首歌对今天的信息是相当有关的。
Notice that both of those songs have a line in it about being prone to wander.
那两首歌都说到我们常常会向羊走迷。
There's the first hymn that we sung, there's a famous story about it.
第一首我们所唱的诗歌背后有一个非常出名的这个故事。
It was written by a famous Englishman, Robert Robinson.
他是Robert Robinson一个非常出名的英国人所写的。
And he was expressing his heart in that verse where he says, "Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it."
他在那一首诗歌写到说，他常常走迷，这个是他将心声所写出来。
At one point in his life, after he wrote that song, he was going through a time of wandering, and he got into a carriage with a woman who was singing that song.
他的生命里有一个时候，他迷失了方向，然后他在搭车的时候与一个妇人一同坐，那个妇人正在唱这一首歌。
She didn't know he was the one who wrote the song.
那一个妇人不知道，原来作者就坐在她前面。But
she commented on what a beautiful hymn it was.
她跟那个妇人说这一首诗歌好美妙。And
he had to confess to her that he was the one who wrote that song, and he said he would give anything if he had the faith he had at the time when he wrote the song.
这个诗人作诗的人他就跟妇人忏悔说，我就是这一首诗的作者，而且我愿意奉上一切，能够得回我曾有的信心。
So both of our hymns this morning stress the fact that the walk of faith is not always easy.
所以这两首诗歌都让我们看见了信心的道路是不容易的。
And I want to look at a passage this morning that makes that very point.
我今天就要与大家一同来看一段经文，就是要讲这个重点。Matthew
chapter 14, we'll start at verse 23.
马太福音第十四章，我们从23节读起。This
is that famous incident where Peter walks on water.
这个就是著名的这个事件，彼得行在水上。Although
really he just starts to walk on water, and the minute it looks like a major triumph, he starts to sink.
当然他只不过是开始行在水上，当他看起来胜利的时候，就立刻沉没了。On
one level it's discouraging and alarming to see someone like Peter fall so quickly from a position of assurance and faith and sink into despair like that.
从一个观点，我们会觉得非常的惊讶，甚至连像彼得这样的一个人，会从信心的胜利立刻掉入这个软弱当中。On
the other hand, it's encouraging to know that that is the nature of true faith.
不过从另一方面来看，我们也会受到鼓励，因为我们知道原来信心真的是这样的。This
is a battle we all fight.
这个是我们所有人的征战。Our
faith is often attacked by doubts.
我们的信心常常都会被疑惑袭击。And
sometimes we fall even when right at the point where we think our faith is the strongest.
有些时候，当我们以为信心最强的时候，就是在当时会跌倒。Now
we know from a lot of we see in scripture about Peter that he always struggled with fickleness and unsteadiness.
我们从圣经看见彼得常常都是三心二意的。And
there's no reason you and I should expect to be immune from attacks, conflicts, and doubts when our faith comes under attack.
所以我们也应该知道我们的信心会受到袭击。First
Corinthians 10:12 says, "Let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he falls."
哥林多前书第十章十二节告诉我们，我们必须要小心，不要以为自己站立的稳，不然会跌倒。And
that statement implies that if our faith is genuine, it will come under attack just like Peter's did.
那一节经文就让我们看见了，如果我们的信心是真实的话，一定会像彼得一样受到袭击。Now
here's the context of this episode.
这一件事情的背景是这样的。This
is the night after Jesus fed the 5,000.
这一个晚上是耶稣喂饱了5,000人之后。That
was the one miracle of Jesus that was witnessed by more people than all the others.
这一次耶稣行的神迹，比起其他的神迹来说，是最多人观看的。It's
one of the few incidents in Jesus' life that's recorded in all four Gospels.
而且四福音都有记载。And
Matthew, Mark, and John, those three all record that Jesus and his disciples went back to Capernaum that night.
马太、马可还有约翰都记载耶稣与门徒当晚回到加百农。
John 6 tells us that these multitudes were planning to take Jesus by force and make him king.
约翰福音第六章告诉我们，当时的众人想要将耶稣强作为王。
So John 6:15 says he withdrew to the mountain by himself.
所以约翰福音第六章十五节告诉我们，他退到山上去。
And in our text, verse 23 says, after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. And when evening came, he was there alone.
马太福音十四章二十三节告诉我们，散了众人以后，他就独自上山去祷告。到了晚上，只有他一个人在那里。
He stayed there praying alone while the disciples got into the boat and headed back to Capernaum.
他在那里独自的祷告，门徒却乘船逃往加百农去。
Now, all three of the Gospels that record this incident, Matthew, Mark, and John, all of them say the sea was rough and the disciples were rowing that night against a fierce wind.
马太、马可福音还有约翰福音三本福音书都告诉我们，当晚的在海中阴风不顺，被浪摇过，所以这些使徒都非常的吃力。
So here's the scenario.
所以当时的背景是这样的。
The day is nearly over.
当天就将要结束。
Jesus is on top of a nearby mountain praying.
耶稣在附近的一座山上祷告。
Verse 24 says, but the boat by this time was a long way from the land, beaten by the waves, for the wind was against them.
24节告诉我们，那时船在海中阴风不顺，被浪摇晃。
Now if we trace the timing of this passage, it's interesting.
如果我们看这个时间表，会发现非常奇妙的事。
Quite a long time elapses between verse 23 and verse 25.
23到25节之间其实是相当长的一段时间。
Jesus is still on the mountain praying, verse 23, when evening came.
23节告诉我们，耶稣还在山上祷告，到了晚上。
That's just about sundown.
这个是日落的时候。
The disciples' boat, it says, by this time, by sundown, was already a long way from land and being beaten by the waves.
这个时候，这个船已经在海中，离岸已经非常的遥远，而且风不顺。
So the disciples are already in trouble at sundown.
所以在日落的时候，门徒已经遇见麻烦了。
Now, if you think Jesus immediately ran there to help them, that's not what happened.
如果你以为耶稣立刻就去到他们那里帮助他们，这个是不对的。
Verse 25 says, and in the fourth watch of the night he came to them, walking on the sea.
因为第二十五节说，夜里四更天，耶稣在海面上走。
So the night was divided into four watches, starting at 6 p.m.
晚间是分为四更，从六点开始。
6 o'clock to 9 o'clock was the first watch.
6点到9点是第一更。
9 o'clock to midnight was the second watch.
9点到12点是第二更。
Midnight to 3 a.m. was the third watch.
然后12点到3点第三更。
And the fourth watch, which is when Jesus finally came to them, was 3 a.m. to 6 a.m.
所以第四更就是耶稣来到他们的时候是3点到6点之间。
So this ordeal began for the disciples when the sun was going down.
所以当门徒遇见困难的时候，是日落的时候。
And by the time Jesus got there, it was almost sun up.
当耶稣去到那里的时候，是大概日出的时候。
So they had rowed through a long and grueling night.
所以他们是整个晚上的在劳力。
And John chapter 6 verse 19 tells us they had rowed only about 3 or 4 miles.
约翰福音第六章那里告诉我们，他们才不过划了只过十里路。
Now they'd already had an exhausting day.
他们已经白天的时候非常的劳累。
It's hard to imagine a more difficult night.
也很难够想象的，这个晚上既然这么的难。
And to add insult to injury, Mark 6:48 says, about the fourth watch of the night, Jesus came to them walking on the sea, and get this, He meant to pass them by.
而且就更加的落井下石般，马可福音第六章四十八节告诉我们，耶稣来到的时候是意思要走过他们去。
So Jesus is acting like he's just out for a morning stroll.
耶稣就好像是在白天散步一样。
And he's making better time walking on the water than 12 of these fishermen were doing with several sets of oars.
而且他行在海上，比起这十二个渔夫在那里划的更加有效力。
Now there's two ways to respond to that.
对这方面，我们可能有两种的反应。
One would have been for them to call out to Jesus and ask him to stop the storm.
第一，他们可以呼求耶稣，要求他平静这个海浪。
They knew he could do that because he'd done it once before.
他们知道耶稣能够这样行，因为他们看见耶稣这样行过。
That's six chapters earlier in Matthew 8.
在马太福音第八章，就是六章以前就讲过。
He'd already stilled the storm.
他已经平静了海浪。
So keep that in mind. We'll come back to it.
所以你们要记着，我们等一下会再谈。
The other possible response is to be terrified.
另一个反应就是惊慌。
And that's probably the natural human response.
这个可能是人自然的反应。
That's how the disciples responded.
这个就是门徒的反应。
Matthew 14:26. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "It is a ghost!" And they cried out in fear.
马太福音十四章二十六节，门徒看见他在海上走，就惊慌了，说是个鬼怪，便害怕喊叫起来。
Now, after rowing all night, they were probably already in fear for their lives.
当他们划了一整晚之后，可能已经为自己的性命安危而担忧。
When it takes all night for a team of 12 fishermen to row a boat and only go 3 or 4 miles into a stiff wind and high waves, that's a really bad storm.
如果十二个渔夫不停地在划，在晚间才不过划了十里的这个行程，可见这一个风浪非常的大。
The danger that they would capsize was real.
他们的船倾覆的这个可能性是非常大。
And they were exhausted.
他们非常的疲累。
They'd been toiling with very little progress through 5 or 6 terrifying hours of darkness and storm when they see this ghostly presence coming toward them on the water.
他们在黑暗里，还有在这个风浪当中不断的劳力，却不能够行得太远，而这一个时候却有一个像鬼一般的这个人物走了过来。
Now, Hebrew lore about the sea was full of stories about sea monsters and water demons.
犹太人的民间传说有许许多多的关于水上的妖怪还有鬼怪等等的。
The Jews weren't really a seafaring culture.
而且犹太人他们不是航海专家。
And to them, the idea of an apparition that arises out of the water was just about the most terrifying thing they could imagine.
所以他们的脑子里所能够想象从水里出来的这个鬼怪是非常的可怕的。
So they're already exhausted and frustrated and frightened for their lives.
所以他们已经非常的疲累，而且为性命担忧。
And here comes Jesus, out like he's out for a morning walk.
这一个时候耶稣过来了，好像是凌晨散步一样。
You probably think that was ghostly too.
你可能也会觉得是鬼。
But, verse 27, immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid."
27节，耶稣连忙对他们说，你们放心，是我，不要怕。
Now, from this point on, Matthew gives us details that none of the other Gospels give.
从这个时候开始，马太给我们看见的细节是其他福音书看不见的。
Matthew 14 is the only record of Peter's role in this incident.
马太福音十四章是唯一记载这里彼得的这个事件。
Verse 28, and I'll read through verse 33. And Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took hold of him, saying, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got to the boat, the wind ceased. And those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God."
28节，彼得说，主，如果是你，请叫我从水面上走到你那里去。耶稣说，你来吧。彼得就从船上下去，在水面上走，要到耶稣那里去。只因见风甚大，就害怕，将要沉下去，便喊着说，主啊，救我。耶稣赶紧伸手拉住他，说，你这侥幸的人啊，为什么疑惑呢？他们上了船，风就住了，在船上的人都拜他，说，你真是神的儿子了。
That's an amazing window into Jesus' private dealings with the 12.
我们在这里看见了耶稣与十二门徒一个非常私人的一种交通。
And we wouldn't know anything about this if Matthew hadn't recorded it.
如果马太没有记载的话，我们完全不会知道。
Remember, he was one of the 12, so he was an eyewitness.
记得马太是其中的十二门徒，所以他是目击证人。
And I'm glad he recorded it.
我也很高兴他写了下来。
I think Jesus' dealings with the disciples must have been full of remarkable lessons about the power of Christ like this.
耶稣与十二门徒的交通肯定是充满了许许多多的功课，让他们看见耶稣奇妙的大能。
He was constantly addressing the frailty of their faith.
他不断地在针对他们的信心软弱。
And helping them through the difficulties of discipleship.
而且帮助他们在跟从他。
And none of the Gospels even aim at telling us every incident and every miracle that Jesus did.
当然没有一本福音书的目的是要让我们看见耶稣所做所行的一切。
And that would be especially true of the things Jesus did in private with just the 12. Not a lot of that is recorded.
尤其是耶稣与十二门徒私底下所讲所做的不一定所有都有记载。
And we know there's a lot that wasn't recorded because the Apostle John says so at the end of his Gospel.
我们知道有许多的事物没有记载下来，因为使徒约翰在约翰福音的尾端这么说。
And let's be honest, this story doesn't really embellish Peter's reputation.
而且我们老实的来说，这一个故事不会让彼得的这个名誉非常的好。
For a minute, he looks like the very paragon of bold faith and mature faithfulness.
因为起初看好像是他有极大的信心。
But then the speed with which he starts to sink is almost as amazing as the spunk that got him to step out of the boat in the first place.
不过他快速的沉下就非常的奇妙。
We tend not to notice his faith, but his failure.
我们往往会错过了他的信心，我们会针对他的这个失败。
If he looks like a hero when he takes that first step, he's dripping wet and humiliated at the end of the story.
当他踏出第一步的时候，好像是英雄一般。不过，当他湿淋淋的回来时，就是很失败的时候。
If I were Peter, I'm not sure I'd want Matthew to have recorded this.
如果我是彼得，我可能不要马太将这件事情写下来。
But it is a great lesson about the frailty of faith and the relationship of our faith and assurance.
不过，这个给我们学习到信心的这个软弱，还有信心与把握之间的这个关系有的功课。
And I want to focus on one verse here.
我要注意一节经文。
I think the most telling verse in the whole account is verse 31.
我觉得这整件事件最重要的一节经文是第三十一节。
As Peter starts to sink beneath the waves, verse 31 says, Jesus immediately reached out his hand, took hold of him, saying to him, O you of little faith, why did you doubt?
当彼得要沉下去的时候，第三十一节，耶稣赶紧伸手拉住他说，你这侥幸的人啊，为什么疑惑呢？
That had to sting Peter.
这个是一针见血。
Little faith, he got out of the boat.
侥幸，他其实已经踏出船外了。
And think about this, if his faith was so slight that Jesus commented on how small it was, what does that say about the other 11 guys who didn't get out of the boat?
如果他已经踏出船外，耶稣还说他的信心小，这样比起来，那十一个门徒没有踏出船外怎么说呢？
But Jesus castigates Peter for the weakness of his faith.
不过耶稣却斥责彼得的信心是小的。
And that makes this a rebuke to all of us, because let's face it, stepping out of a rowboat onto a stormy sea in the darkness of early morning pretty much makes whatever steps of faith we've ever taken seem pretty timid by comparison.
这个其实也在斥责我们，因为我们所做的一切，比起在一个晚间，而且是风暴的时候踏出船外，我们的所做的一切都比不上。
Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?
你们这些侥幸的人啊，为什么要疑惑？
That's a profound statement.
这个非常深奥的一句话。
And it's full of lessons that apply to all of us about our faith and our doubts.
而且充满着非常多的功课是我们能够学习的。
And about the object of our faith and the weakness of our faith.
它让我们学习到我们的信心的对象到底是谁，还有我们信心的软弱。
And especially the danger of coddling our doubts and the importance of gaining settled assurance.
而且我们也必须要学习到不要太过注意我们的疑惑，而且也不要自我有太过多的自信。
I want to focus on that phrase, "Oh, you of little faith."
我要你们注意这一句话，你这小信的人呢。
That's one word in the Greek.
在希腊文里是一个字。
Oligopiste is the Greek word.
在希腊文里是 oligopiste.
It's a kind of descriptive nickname.
它是好像一种绰号一样，形容的绰号。
One word like little faith.
就是小信。
Hey, little faith, why did you doubt?
你叫小信，你为什么要疑惑？
Jesus is actually engaging in a kind of sanctified name calling here.
耶稣其实是在为这个彼得取了一个成圣的绰号。
And I think, given the fact that these are a group of men who lived and worked together, this is good-natured teasing more than it is a serious rebuke.
我们要记得这一组人他们是一同生活一同行事的，所以这个是好像在嘲笑而不是一个非常严格的斥责。
This is not the only time Jesus used that word.
而且耶稣不只用这个词一次。
You find it 5 times in the Gospel of Matthew, and it always comes from the lips of Jesus.
在马太福音我们发现这个词出现5次，而且每次都是耶稣说的。
We'll find it first in the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus is rebuking the sin of worry, anxiety about what we wear and who will provide for us.
第一次出现是在登山宝训，耶稣是在斥责那一些焦虑或者忧虑的人。
Matthew 6:30, he says, If God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you?Oh, you of little faith.
马太福音6:30，你们这小信的人呐、啊，野地里的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里。神还给他们这样的装饰，何况你们呢
？That's aimed at everybody who was listening at the Sermon on the Mount.
这个是对这登山宝训那里在座的每一位所说的。
The second time we find it is in Matthew 8, that other incident where Jesus stilled the storm.
第二次就是在马太福音8章，耶稣平静风浪的时候。
And that passage kind of foreshadows our passage.
那一节经文就是这一个经文的前的背景。
In Matthew 8, Jesus is with the disciples in a boat, and a storm comes and begins to threaten the lives of these guys.
马太福音8章，耶稣与门徒在船上，然后吹起了大风暴。
Except that Jesus sleeps through it.
而且当时耶稣正睡着了。
He's asleep in the prow of the boat, and the disciples are literally in fear of their lives.
当耶稣在睡觉的时候，门徒正为自己的性命安危而担忧。
So in desperation, they wake him up.
他们在绝望的时候叫醒了耶稣。
And so he's getting up from his nap. You get the impression he's still stretching and yawning, and he says to them.Why are you afraid, O you of little faith?
我们可以想象当时的场面，耶稣刚刚睡醒，正在伸腰，还有在打哈欠的时候，就跟他们说：“你们这些小信的人呐、啊，为什么疑惑呢？”
And Matthew 8 says, Then he rose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm.
然后马太福音8:26告诉我们，他就起来斥责风和海，风和海就大大的平静了。
So Peter had heard this expression before.
所以彼得之前有听过耶稣这么说。
And even after this, twice more, in Matthew 16:8 and Matthew 17:20, Jesus again will chide the disciples with that same expression, Oh, you of little faith.
而且后来还有再多两次，马太福音16:8、17:20，耶稣会再次的斥责他的信的门徒，你们这些小信的人。
So notice, ordinarily, when Jesus uses that expression, "Oh, you of little faith," he's aiming it at his own disciples.
所以你要记得，当耶稣说你这小信的人，通常是指着他12门徒说的。
And in this case, he singles out one of them, Peter, who arguably had shown the strongest faith of all.
这一次，他甚至是针对彼得一个人，可是彼得似乎。比起11个人来说，他的信心最大了。
He had enough faith to step out of a boat into a stormy sea, and yet it was fragile faith that it easily gave way to doubt.
他已经有了信心，让他能够踏出船外，到一个这个风浪的这个海上，可是他的信心却是软弱的。
And by comparison, doesn't that make our faith look really weak?
比起来，我们的信心不是更加的软弱吗？
So Jesus' rebuke to Peter is really a rebuke to all of us.
所以耶稣斥责彼得，其实是在斥责我们所有人。
We're not better than the apostles were.
我们不比使徒好。
Our faith isn't even close to what it ought to be.
我们的信心甚至完全不能够做比较。
So if Jesus called the disciples men of little faith, I wonder what he would say about our brand of comfortable Christianity.
如果耶稣斥责他的十二使徒是小信的人，我不知道今天我们的基督教这么的舒适，耶稣会怎么讲呢？
But this also means if you feel the deficiencies of your faith, you're in good company.
不过换个角度来看，如果我们觉得自己的信心不足的话，我们发现原来许许多多人都是这样。
Scripture tells us the disciples knew that their faith was weak and small.
圣经告诉我们，门徒知道他们的信心是非常弱小的。
At one point, Luke 17:5, they prayed, Lord, increase our faith.
有一个时候在路加福音17:5，使徒对主说，求主加增我们的信心。
And that should be our prayer as well.
这个也应该是我们的祷告。
Our faith needs to be strengthened.
我们的信心必须加增。
Our assurance needs to be settled by Scripture.
我们的把握必须建立在圣经上。
I think a lot of people who think they have assurance are just actually duped with a kind of apathy. They don't really think hard about it.
我相信有许多人觉得自己有把握，不过其实是他们不常常的思想。
They don't doubt their salvation, not because they've settled the issue, but because they've just never really thought seriously about it.
他们不会怀疑自己的救恩，不是因为他们已经搞清楚了，而是他们完全不管。
And I know for a fact there are many people like that because Jesus said at the judgment, many will be shocked to find themselves rejected by Christ and shut out of heaven.
我知道这个是事实，因为耶稣自己说，当审判来临的时候，有许多人会非常的惊讶，竟然没有进入天堂。
So it's important that our faith mature into settled assurance.
所以我们的信心必须要成熟，必须要长进，而且必须要有把握。
What we have in this story is an early example of the same character defect that caused Peter to boast that he would never deny Christ.And yet, before the rooster crowed the next morning, he denied his master three times with cursing.
我们在这里看见了彼得他的所作所为，也让我们看见后来他竟然会三次不认主，不过在还没有不认主之前，却宣耀说他会为主而死。
So his sense of self-confidence was strong, but self-confidence isn't faith.
所以彼得是非常有自信的一个人，不过自信不是信心。
His actual faith in Christ was something less than he thought it was.
他对耶稣的真正信心小过他以为自己有的。
In other words, he had a tendency to think more of himself than he ought to think.
也就是说，他有这个倾向看自己过高。
And that always causes us to think less of Christ than we should.
而且看自己过高的时候，就会导致我们看耶稣太低。
Now, you and I aren't going to step out of a boat into a storm.
你跟我都不会在暴风当中踏出船外。
But we're faced with similar difficulties every day, lesser, but the same kind of thing.
不过我们每天所面对的也是有挑战。
Because we are called to follow Christ and obey His commandments.
因为耶稣教导我们要跟随他，而且顺从他的命令。
But we don't actually have the ability to do that on our own.
不过我们自己没有能力这样行。
We can't even obey the first most fundamental commandment to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength.
我们甚至连第一个诫命就是要尽心尽意尽力爱我们的神，我们也跟不了。
Our hearts are deceitful above all and desperately wicked.
我们的心是比万物都诡诈。
We cannot meet the standard Jesus calls us to.
我们不能够达到耶稣要我们达到的标准。
Matthew 5:48, you must be perfect even as your heavenly Father is perfect.
马太福音5:48，所以你们要完全像你们的天父完全一样。
It would be easier for us to walk on water than to obey that commandment.
我们如果是要遵行这一个诫命的话，走在水上更容易。
So there's some lessons from Peter's experience here that apply to you and me, and that's what I want to explore with us this morning.
我们在这一件事情能够学习到一些功课，也是彼得跟我们都能够学习的功课。我们今天早上就要看这些功课。
Here are four principles of faith and assurance that we learn from Peter's failed attempt to walk on water.
我们从彼得的失败当中看见有四个原则，这个原则是有关信心与把握的。
Lesson number one, faith is a gift of God.
第一个功课，信心是神给的礼物。
Where did Peter get the faith to step out of the boat in the first place?
彼得从哪里得到这个踏出船外的信心呢？
Did he summon up this confidence from out of his own heart?
他是不是从自己的内心那里创造出这样的一个把握呢？
Was there some inherent power in Peter that enabled him to gather enough courage and raw willpower to walk on water like mind over matter?
彼得能不能够在自己的心里面创造出这样的能力，靠着自己的意志力而因为他自己的意志而胜过物质，能吗？
That's not what's going on here.
这个不是当时所发生的事。
Faith is a gift from God.
信心是神所赐的礼物。
And every time Christ ever commended Peter for his faith, he made that point.
而且每次耶稣表扬或者赞扬彼得的信心时，耶稣都会这么说。
Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. God gave you that faith.
耶稣对他说，西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的，是神赐的。
That's true of all of us. God is the one who gives us faith and spiritual understanding.
对我们也是真实的，是神赐给我们信心，让我们属灵的眼睛得开。
There's nothing good in us that we haven't received from God as a gift from His grace.
我们在里头没有一样好事物不是因为神的恩典所赐的。
Peter understood that, and he tacitly affirms it in verse 28.
彼得也明白，而且在二十八节他也这么样认同。
Because he says, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water.
彼得说，主，如果是你，请叫我从水面上走到你那里去。
It would have been the most presumptuous kind of foolishness for Peter to step out of that boat if Jesus had not said, come.
如果耶稣没有说来，而彼得自己妄自的踏出船外，就是非常愚拙的还有妄想的事情了。
This is where modern charismatics get the idea of faith completely wrong.
所以今天的灵恩派对于信心的认识就完全错误了。
Faith is not the artificial confidence that we can work our own miracles.
信心不是这一种自信，以为我们自己能够行神迹。
Faith is very simple. It is trust in what God says.
信心是非常简单的，就是信靠神所说的。
And in this case, Jesus said, come.
这一次耶稣说来。
Now, nevertheless, this is remarkable faith, and those first steps are the amazing fruit of it. Peter actually did walk on water.
我们知道这一个信心也是非常的奇妙的，因为彼得有这个信心的果子，他真的踏在水上了。
And it must have been amazing to see him do that.
而且看见他这么行，肯定是非常奇妙的一件事。
Until he started to get bogged down in the waves and sink.
当然，当他关注这一个海浪的时候，他沉没了。
But then, as his knees began to go beneath the waves, it must have been terrifying for him, but funny for the other guys.
当他的膝盖都已经掉到水里面去，对他来说肯定是非常惊慌，可是对其他人来说肯定是可笑的。
In fact, this is a funny scene.
这个非常的可笑的一幕。
Jesus just takes him by the hand and raises him up again.
耶稣抓紧他的手，然后将他提了起来。
I promise you, the other disciples were laughing.
我跟你保证，其他的使徒肯定是在笑。
These are men.
这些是人。
They're down-to-earth men. They're fishermen.
他们是老实人，而且是渔夫。
They're not the naturally refined and pious types.
他们不是充满文化的，而且也不是虔诚的人。
I promise you, they were laughing at Peter when he came back up out of the water, dripping wet, and Jesus had to help him back into the boat.
我跟你保证，当彼得湿淋淋的回到船上的时候，这些人肯定是在大笑。
And again, when Jesus says, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" I don't take that as a stern rebuke.
当耶稣说，你这小信的人啊，为什么疑惑呢？我不相信这一个是一个严厉的斥责。
There's humor in it.
这里有一些非常娱乐的
It's full of irony.
而且是讽刺的
Peter just stepped out of a boat onto a lake in a raging gale.
彼得刚刚踏出船外进到海里而且是一个暴风的海
Any way you look at it, that is an amazing step of faith.
你无论怎么看这一踏出这一步是信心的非常大的。
Literally, nobody else in the annals of human history has ever done that.
从起初这个人的历史以来，从来没有人这么做过。
And Jesus' response is a line they heard from him many times. Oh, you of little faith.
而耶稣所给的反应是他们所听见的许多次的，你这侥幸的人呐。
The other guys surely thought it was funny to see Peter go from heroic faith to dripping wet humiliation. That would be funny for any man.
对任何人来说，而且十一使徒来说，这个彼得从这个非常雄伟的信心，而且现在变成了湿淋淋的回来，肯定是非常可笑的。
But let's be fair to Peter. This was an amazing step of faith.
不过我们对彼得要公平，因为他能够踏出这一步，信心的这一步是非常奇妙的。
He did walk on water.
他真的行在水上了。
Nobody in the annals of human history other than Jesus can ever say they did that.
除了耶稣之外，没有任何人之前或之后有做过。
And yet, Jesus doesn't commend Peter for the act of faith. He rebukes him for his doubt.
不过耶稣却没有赞扬彼得的信心，却斥责他的疑惑。
That's fitting because faith is not meritorious. It's a gift.
这个是非常恰当的，因为信心不是能够赚取的，它是一种礼物。
Notice Jesus is not doing anything here to discourage Peter's faith.
我们看见耶稣没有使彼得的信心软弱。
Verse 29, he said, "Come."
第二十九节，耶稣说：“你来吧。”
He didn't say anything like, you know, "Be careful, Peter. These are really high waves."
耶稣没有说你要小心，这个风浪很大。
Whatever doubt you have in Peter stemmed from his own heart.
彼得所有的一切疑惑是从自己的内心发出来的。
The faith to step out of the boat was from God, but the doubt that made him sink was Peter's own.
给他踏出船外的信心是神给他的，不过使他沉没的这个疑惑是他自己的。
It's a doubt that was cultivated in a heart and mind that was already too prone to place too much confidence in the flesh.
这一种这样的疑惑是因为这一个对自己的肉体或者肉身的一种自信而酿成的。
And the arm of flesh will always fail you.
肉体一定会失效。
Peter took his eyes off Jesus.
当彼得没有注视耶稣。
He failed because he concerned himself with the wind and the waves rather than the Lord of the wind and the waves.
当他关心这个风暴而不是关心风暴的主的时候，他就已经失败了。
Again, this is after the stilling of the storm.
我们要记得耶稣之前有平定过海浪。
How could Peter so easily miss the point of that?
彼得怎么会错过这个重点呢？
But it tells us, verse 30, when he saw the wind, he was afraid.And beginning to sink.
过三十节就告诉我们，因见风甚大，就害怕，将要沉下去。
Why was he focused on the wind, especially after he got out of the boat, while he's trying to head to Jesus? Why isn't he looking at Jesus?
为什么他会注视这个风浪呢？尤其是当他踏出了船外，为何他不注视耶稣？
I think I know why.
我相信我知道为什么。
Same thing probably would have happened to any of us.
就好像我们每一个人也是一样。
The success went to his head, and he began to imagine that this is something he was doing, rather than something Christ empowered him to do.
他被这个成功冲昏了头，他以为自己能够这样做，而不是知道耶稣使他这样做。
We all tend to do that with all of our good works.
我们对自己的好行为也是这样。
We think when we're doing well, that it's us doing well, rather than Christ.That work in us.
当我们做得好的时候，我们开始以为是我所行的好事，而不是耶稣通过我所做的。
And it's one thing to trust Christ to support you on a sea of turmoil.
我们信靠耶稣，在海浪中信靠耶稣是一回事。
It's something else to imagine that you possess the power to walk on water.
可是我们以为自己能够行在海上，这一个是另一回事。
But it's easy to cross that line.
而这个只是一线之差。
And in fact, what this demonstrates is that it is possible to step out in faith, genuinely trusting Christ, and yet stumble right after you take the first step, because faith gives way to a sinful self-confidence.
这里也让我们看见了，我们可以从信心踏出了第一步之后，很快的就软弱跌倒，因为信心很快的变成自信。
And our failures teach us that the ability to walk on water wasn't ours to begin with. This wasn't something Peter was doing.
这个失败让我们看见了彼得能够行在水上，不是靠着自己的能力。
Only the power of Christ could make such a thing possible.
只有通过耶稣的大能才使这样的一件事发生。
And even the faith that prompted that first step was a gift from God.
而且就算是这一个信心让他能够踏出第一步的这种信心也是神所赐的礼物。
That faith was not something Peter conjured up out of his own heart as an act of willpower.
这一个信心不是彼得靠着自己的意志力而创造出来的。
So that's lesson number one. Faith is a gift of God.
所以这一个就是第一个功课，信心是神所赐的礼物。
Here's lesson number two. Faith comes in small and fragile doses.
第二个功课就是信心是一点一点来的。
Listen to Romans 12 verse 3.
我们听罗马书十二章三节。
For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned.
罗马书十二章三节，我凭着所赐我的恩对你们个人说，不要看自己过于当所当看的，要照着神所分给个人信心的大小，看得合乎中道。
That's a potent verse.
这一节经文非常有料。
In the first place, it rebukes sinful self-confidence. Don't think higher of yourself than you should.
首先，它斥责了我们的自信，你千万不要看自己过于所当看的。
But here's the key point. It also teaches us that God gives us a specific measure of faith.
不过更重要的，这里让我们看见神是分给个人信心的大小是有量出来的。
And the key is to live by that faith, nurture it, mature it.
基要的是我们必须靠着这一种信心而活，来栽培这个信心。
Hold tightly onto it and don't give in to the temptation to...Trade away your faith for self-confidence.
我们要抓紧这种信心，而千万不要以自信来换取这种信心。
It's always intrigued me that Jesus chides Peter for the smallness of his faith.
我常常觉得非常奇妙的是，耶稣斥责彼得的小信。
Because Peter stepped out of a boat onto a stormy sea, I can't imagine any scenario where I would be likely to do that.
因为彼得踏出船外进入一个充满海浪的这个海，我肯定不会这么做。
When Peter takes that first step and doesn't immediately sink beneath the water, his faith looks to me like great faith.
当彼得踏出第一步却没有沉下去的时候，对我而言，我觉得这样的信心已经非常的大了。
But the real test of our faith is not that first step.
不过真正考验我们信心的不是我们所踏出的第一步。
When it comes to faith, it's all about staying power.
当我们讲到信心的时候是最重要的讲到耐力。
Mark 13:13, the one who endures to the end will be saved.
马可福音13章13节，唯有忍耐到底的必然得救。
Galatians 6:9, let's not grow weary, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up.
加拉太书6章9节，我们行善不可丧志，若不灰心，到了时候就要收成。
And Hebrews 13:14, we can be confident that we've come to share in Christ if indeed we hold our original confidence firm to the end.
还有希伯来书3章14节，我们若将起初确信的信心坚持到底，就在耶稣里有份了。
So the distinguishing mark of real faith is that it doesn't just quickly die away.
所以真正信心的标志就是它不会很快的失去。
But Scripture also tells us that the God who gives us faith is the one who keeps us in the faith.
不过圣经也告诉我们，赐给我们这个信心的神也是保守这个信心的神。
I always have wondered if.Peter was looking back and thinking about this incident when he wrote 1 Peter 1:5.
我常常在思想彼得写彼得前书第一章五节的时候，是否是在回想这件事呢？
That verse says we are kept by the power of God through faith.
因为那一节经文告诉我们，我们是因信蒙神能力保守的人。
Now it is true that doubts often assault our faith, sometimes at the most inopportune moment.
当然，我们知道这个疑惑会常常袭击我们，在最不恰当的时候袭击我们的信心。
And that's why we have to stay focused on Christ, the proper object of our faith.
所以我们才必须要注视耶稣，他才是我们信心正确的对象。
And guard our faith jealously.
而且我们必须要保守我们的信心。
And that brings us to lesson number three.
就带我们到第三个功课。
Just to review, first, faith is a gift of God.
首先，这个信心是神所赐的礼物。
Second, faith comes in small, fragile doses.
第二，信心是一点一点来的。
And in fact, our faith is as fragile as the vessel that holds it, meaning because we're weak, our faith is weak.
而且我们的信心与装着的这个瓦器一样的脆弱，因为我们是脆弱的瓦器，所以我们的信心也是脆弱的。
But here's the good news, lesson number three.
这里是好消息，就是第三个功课。
Faith is as powerful as its object.
信心的大能与它的对象一样。
Jesus calls Peter little faith.
耶稣称彼得是小信。
And that sounds like maybe a put down.
这个好像是在贬低他。
I'm sure there was a note of rebuke in the expression.
当然这里也带着一种斥责。
But the truth is, little faith is a good start.
不过这个事实是小信其实是一个好开始。
Peter's little faith was enough to get him out of the boat.
彼得的小信使他踏出船外。
Jesus himself said, all you need is a faith the size of a mustard seed.
耶稣说你所需要的信心只需要像芥菜种一样小。
With that he said, you can either move mountains or mulberry trees just by faith.
因为靠着这样像芥菜种小般的信心，你能够使这个桑树还有这个山给挪移。
In fact, Matthew 17:20, truly I say to you, if you have faith like a grain of mustard seed, you'll say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you.
马太福音17:20，耶稣说：“是因你们的信心小，我实在告诉你们，你们若有信心像一粒芥菜种，就是对这座山说：你从这边挪到那边，它也必挪去，并且你们没有一件不能做的事了。”
Again, charismatics love to abuse that verse, but think about what Jesus is teaching here.
有许多灵恩派的人很喜欢用这一段经文，不过是断章取义。
He is not saying that there is power in faith per se.
不过耶稣其实不是说信心就有大能。
What he's saying is that promise is true because if your faith has the proper object, Christ, he's the one who holds the universe together and nothing is impossible for him.
耶稣其实是指着这个信心的对象必须要正确，因为如果信心是在耶稣的身上，耶稣是有大能扶持着整个宇宙的。
And again,Faith is confidence in what he says.
再次的说，信心是对他所说的有把握。
So if he hasn't promised to move that mountain or that mulberry tree, you're not going to be able to move it by force of your mind.
如果耶稣没有应许他要挪移那一座山或者那一棵桑树，你不能够靠着自己的意志力而移它。
But faith is trust in him, in Christ.
不过信心是信靠耶稣。
You know, it's not the irrational presumption a lot of people think it is.
这个也不是有许多人以为的，是无理的，是妄想的。
So many people teach that if you have faith in anything, if you trust, if you believe in anything strongly enough, that will make it true.
有许多的人说，你只要信，它就是真的了。
But believing something doesn't make it true.
不过你不是信一件事情，就会让它变成真实的。
And that isn't what Jesus was saying.
这个也不是耶稣所说的。
There used to be a song about faith. I believe for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows.
有一首歌这么唱说，我相信每一滴雨水都会有一朵花。
My former pastor was Warren Wiersbe, and he used to say, nobody really believes that.
我的前任牧师是威尔斯，他说没有人真的这么信。
He said, if that was true, we'd be up to our armpits in flowers.
因为如果是真的话，那一些花就会超过我们的肩膀了。
But real faith has a true object. It's the object that has to be true.
真正的信心是有一个正确的对象，这个对象是真实的。
And the object of faith, not believing per se, but the object of our faith, is where the power lies.
这个大能是建立在我们信心的对象，而不是建立在我们信心上。
In other words, the power that enabled Peter to walk on water came from Christ, not from within Peter.
给彼得这一个行在水上的大能是来自耶稣，而不是来自彼得的内心。
And Peter's problem was his focus shifted from the true object, Christ.
彼得的问题是因为他的注意力开始移开了，他没有注视耶稣。
The proof of that is that when Christ reached out and lifted him up again, Peter could walk on the water just fine.
因为我们这里有证据，当耶稣伸手把他拉起来了之后，他又能够行在水上。
And that tells us that Peter's faith was still intact, even though he faltered for a moment.
这也证明了彼得的信心还是存在的，虽然他软弱了一下子。
If your faith is real, a failure like this is never permanent.
如果你的信心是真实的话，这样子的失败是不会永恒的。
I think that's the most encouraging lesson in this whole account.
这一整件事是给我们最有鼓励的功课，就是这个。
So let's review.
让我们再复习一下。
Lesson number one, faith is a gift of God.
第一个功课，信心是神的礼物。
Lesson number two, faith comes in small and fragile doses.
第二个功课，信心是一点一点来的。
Lesson three, faith is as powerful as its object.
第三个功课，信心的大能与它的对象一样有大能。
And now lesson number four, faith can survive even when our assurance is shaken.
还有第四个功课，就算我们没有把握，信心还是存在的。
Peter often had these great spurts of faith followed by lapses.
彼得常常有这个突发的信心，不过很快就软弱了。
Not just here where he steps out of the boat and then immediately starts to sink.
不只是这一次，他踏出船外立刻就沉默了。
But this is a perfect metaphor for just about every failure we see in Peter.
这一个就是我们看见彼得有许许多多失败的一种比喻。
Every time he experiences a great triumph, it's followed by failure.
他每次有一个壮观的胜利时，就立刻有软弱跌倒的时候。
Remember his great confession in Matthew 16, "You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
记得在马太福音十六章那里，彼得讲说：“你是基督，是永生神的儿子。”
And Jesus gives him the strongest commendation he ever gave anybody.
耶稣也给他一个最大的表扬，是耶稣没有给其他人的。
That was Peter's most triumphant moment.
这个是彼得最有这个胜利性、胜利感的时候。
But then just two verses later, he takes Jesus aside and starts to rebuke him for prophesying that he would die.
不过两节之后，彼得将耶稣拉到一旁，劝耶稣说他不能够讲说他会死在十字架上。
And that's where Jesus says to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan! You're a hindrance to me."
这个时候，耶稣对他说。撒旦退我后面去吧，你是绊我脚的。
Then there was Peter's famous boast about he would never deny Christ.
然后我们也看见彼得这个非常嚣张的一种炫耀，说他完全不会不认主。
He said and he insisted that he would die with Christ before he would deny him.
他说他宁愿死也不会不认主。
But before the rooster crowed the next morning, Peter had denied him three times.
不过在鸡还未啼第二声的时候。彼得已经三次不认主。
And even sealed that denial with an oath.
他甚至发誓。
What's significant here is that Jesus knew Peter would fail even before it happened.
这里很重要的是，耶稣在事情还没有发生之前，已经知道彼得会失败了。
And Jesus told Peter in painful detail what was going to happen before it ever happened.
而且耶稣也告诉彼得这些细节。
Luke 22:31, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan demanded to have you that he might sift you like wheat, but I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail.
路加福音22:31，主又说，西门，西门，撒旦想要得着你们，好筛你们，像筛麦子一样，但我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失了信心。
And that prayer was answered. Peter's faith did not fail.
这一个祷告已经应允了，彼得的信心没有失去。
His sanctification stalled for a while.
他的成圣暂时停了。
His courage collapsed.
他的勇气倒塌了。
His assurance was shaken.
他的把握动摇了。
But his faith survived the failure.
不过他的信心却是还存在的。
And Jesus knew it would because he commissioned Peter for apostolic ministry in practically the same breath with which he told Peter he was going to fail.
而且耶稣也非常清楚这一切，因为耶稣在立彼得来做这个使徒的工作的时候，也是同时间讲说他会失败的时候。
He said, I have prayed for you, Peter, that your faith may not fail, and when you have turned again, strengthen your brothers.
但我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失了信心，你回头以后要坚固你的弟兄。
And Peter's assurance did come to him in the midst of those, in the wake of those failures.
当然，彼得因着这一切的失败，后来也得着了这个把握了。
You see it in full bloom at Pentecost when Peter is the one who stands up and proclaims the gospel to the nations.
五旬节的时候，我们就看见彼得这个把握的实现，因为他站起来向万邦传福音。
You see it again in Acts 5 when he tells the captain of the Sanhedrin, we must obey God rather than men.
在使徒行传五章，他跟这个公会的首领所谈的也能够看见，因为他说顺从神不顺从人是应当的。
So let me sum up with this.
所以让我总结一下。
Settled assurance is the fruit of mature faith.
如果你要有这一种非常不动摇的把握，这个是信心成熟的果子。
Don't be discouraged if your faith is occasionally assaulted with doubts.
如果你的信心偶尔被疑惑而袭击，你不要觉得气馁。
By all means, seek assurance.
你要寻求这个把握。
Nurture your faith.
你要栽培你的信心。
Pursue the hope that is set before you.
你要追求摆在你眼前的指望。
And don't be tempted to give up in despair when you stumble in the dark or sink in the storm.
当你在黑暗中软弱，或者是在这个暴风中沉没的时候，千万不要气馁，不要绝望。
Above all, do not take your eyes off Christ, who is the one true object of saving faith.
最重要的，你千万不要将你的注意力转移开来，因为耶稣才是你信心的对象。
He will preserve your faith.
他会保守你的信心。
He will perfect your faith.
他会使你的信心完全。
And the Holy Spirit will give you assurance.
圣灵也会给你把握。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, strengthen our faith. Cause it to increase. Deliver us from every hint of unbelief. And fix the eye of our hearts firmly on Christ. Help us by grace to stay focused.So that we might serve you faithfully until Christ returns or you call us home in glory. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.